Dit is Papa Alpha 0 Echo Tango Echo voor de Daily Minutes nummer 1382 met een uitzending voor vandaag 12 augustus 2018. Dit is het bulletin van zondag. This bulletin will be largely in English. Ik ben een beetje laat. Het ene na het andere ging mis. Ik zal jullie niet vervelen met wat er allemaal misging. Maar het was, het een stapelde op het andere. Haastige spoed, zelden goed, zullen we maar zeggen. Data vandaag is 2 keer 8 PSK 1000. 2 keer 8 PSK 1000. Eenmaal op 2100 hertz. En de andere tegelijkertijd op 1000 hertz. Het fragment is toch maar 2 seconden lang. Het bulletin van de RTB, dat lijkt dus nog steeds een virus in zich te hebben. Vandaag dus een alternatief, het bulletin van WIA in Australië, met op het eind het op de VS gerichte propagatienieuws van de ARRL. The rest of this bulletin will be in English.
From Australia, this is VK1WIA and the weekly WIA amateur radio news service.
I'm Jason, VK2LAW. From Indonesia, urgent Lombok earthquake communications, stay off 7110 kilohertz. ORARI, the Indonesian amateur radio organisation, is actively supporting government efforts to provide relief with counter-disaster communications on 7110 kilohertz. Information via Greg Golf Zero Delta Uniform Bravo and Ewan VK4 Echo Romeo Mike to the TARC Inc. indicate that the counter-disaster traffic is heavy and vital, and 7110 kHz plus or minus 5 kHz needs to be kept clear to facilitate efficient messaging. Radio amateurs throughout the world are asked to keep the frequency clear, and stations near the region are asked to monitor the emergency traffic if they can, in case they can assist. Also activate ORARI satellite Lapan IO86 to assist in communication. From Yankee Bravo Zero Quebec Alpha, the operation and technical head of ORARI HQ, he's negotiating with one of the communication equipment agents to help with the communication equipment to support the rescue operation. The Indonesian Search and Rescue Council Central Java Region has sent a group of rescuers and vehicles led by Yankee Bravo 2 Quebec Charlie to join the national rescue operation in Lombok. At this time, there are 4 repeaters operating in the disaster area. From the United Kingdom, access to 71 MHz driving innovation. UK amateurs continue to make remarkable progress with innovative technology in the experimental 71 MHz band. The BATC forum reports contacts of reduced bandwidth digital amateur TV of between 59 and 87 kilometres using the latest high-efficiency video coding. This follows the initial short-range contacts when simplified notice of variation, NOV access to 70.5 to 71.5 MHz, was introduced by Ofcom and the RSGB in June. A decade of digital dependency. Ofcom studies show how a decade of technological revolution has transformed behaviour. 1 in 5 people spend more than 40 hours a week online, and Brits now need constant connection to the internet and are checking their smartphones every 12 minutes. Yep, 12. Most people in the UK are dependent on their digital devices and need a constant connection to the internet, following a decade of digital transformation revealed by Ofcom. The findings are from Ofcom's Communications Market Report, the most comprehensive study of how communication services in the UK are changing. This year it focuses on how technology has revolutionised lives within 10 years. It looks like APRS and packet radio will be back aboard the International Space Station sooner than later.
NASA has given the go-ahead for the launch of a new packet module to replace the one that died on board the space station in July last year. The module has been outfitted with a new battery and given sufficient testing to verify that it's operational. A request has been made to send it up as part of the Manifest for Supply Mission 71P, which could be sent as early as the 31st of October, with a projected docking on November the 2nd. Meanwhile, the RS hardware team have been working on the new interoperable radio system, which it now hopes can be deployed in early 2019. As for the packet module, the crew will make an attempt to get that installed as time permits. ARIS reports that it's expected to be operational again by late November. I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
From the United States of America, the FCC takes action regarding illegally marketed HTs. The ARRL report, the US communications regulator, the FCC, is taking action against an importer of handheld transceivers alleged to be illegally marketing unauthorized RF devices. The ARRL says the FCC has issued a citation and order to Armcrest Industries, LLC, formerly Foscam Digital Technologies, LLC, an importer and marketer of popular and inexpensive Bofeng handheld transceivers, alleging that the company violated FCC rules and the Communications Act by illegally marketing unauthorized RF devices. The FCC asserts that Armcrest marketed Bofeng model UV5R series FM handheld radios capable of transmitting on restricted frequencies. The Bofeng models UV5R and UV5R V2 Plus were granted an FCC equipment authorization in 2012 to operate under Part 90 private land mobile radio service rules. Under Section 2.803 of the Commission's rules, an entity may not market a device that is capable of operating outside the scope of its equipment authorization, the FCC citation said. RF devices that have been authorized under Part 90 rules, such as the model at issue, must operate within the technical parameters established in those rules. The FCC also maintained that the UV5R2 Plus is capable of operating at 1 watt or 4 watts, while the Part 90 equipment authorization limits the power output to 1.78 watts. Armcrest conceded that the units were capable of operating on restricted frequencies, but told the FCC that per discussion with the manufacturer were only capable of operating at 1 watt, the FCC said. The company instructed the manufacturer to fix the problem and later confirmed with the manufacturer that all Armcrest inventory on order and in the future would operate only on 145 to 155 MHz and 400 to 520 MHz. South Park Most Wanted. Take the East River Ferry from South Park to 4 Uniform 1 Uniform November. Situated in the heart of New York City is the United Nations Headquarters Building. This particular DXCC entity, 4U1UN, is ranked at number 34 most wanted on the club log. I'll say that again, 34 most wanted. Put in perspective, it's more wanted than Swains Island, Kilo Hotel 8/S, Kermadec Zulu Lima 8, or Tokelo Zulu Kilo 3, to name a few rare ones. How could this be? 4U1UN, what's the issue? The DXWorld.net webpage has an interesting article by James Kilo 2 Quebec India, current president of UNARC/4U1UN, on why 4U1UN United Nations Station is not on the air, keeping it at number 34 most wanted. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Let's have a look at the media and also wireless weather, where Scientific American magazine report sunspot cycles are not just every 11 years, but also every 88, 200 and 2,400 years. The sun's pockmarked surface is always shifting. Sunspots and solar flares rise and fall every 11 years, a cycle associated with regular reversal of the star's magnetic field. Huge quantities of plasma, known as coronal mass ejections, fly into space, which can disrupt satellites and other electronic signals if they reach Earth. More solar activity during the cycle also amplifies auroras and warms Earth's temperatures slightly. Careful study has shown that longer periodicities also exist. The Gleisberg cycle, first identified in 1862, strengthens and weakens the 11-year cycle over the course of a century. One paper posts that the Gleisberg pattern is caused by a slow swaying of the sun's magnetic pole. The Soos de Vries cycle lasts about 200 years, whereas the Hallstatt cycle runs on the order of 2,400 years. Not quite as old, but getting up there, is a feature from 1939 that's been shown in the States on Turner Classic Movies. It's a short feature about radio hams, and it's available on YouTube. You'll find the address when you read the text edition of this, the WIA National News Service.
ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, August 10th. Well, last week's sunspot was certainly short-lived, wasn't it? It's gone now, and we're back to a spotless sun and a solar flux index dipping into the upper 60s. With the low flux and the summertime noise, conditions will be challenging for this weekend's Worked All Europe DX contest and the Maryland DC QSO party. 80 through 20 meters are the best bands, but don't overlook occasional openings on 15 meters. On VHF and UHF, the humid, stormy conditions in the central and eastern U.S. are causing band openings on 2 meters and up. The most active areas at the moment are Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and all along the entire East Coast.
Daily Minutes zijn dagelijks vanaf ongeveer 1900 uur te beluisteren via PI2NOS. De uitzending wordt een dag later om 10:30 ochtends herhaald. Alle mail is welkom op het adres x@xdv.me. Dat is ook te vinden rechts bovenaan de webpagina van de uitzendingen www.pa0ete.nl. De Daily Minutes toont iedere dag weer aan de hand van schokkende voorbeelden hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. De Daily Minutes komt tot stand mede dankzij de stichting Scope Hobbyfonds. Dit is Papa Alpha 0 Echo Tango Echo. Use it or lose it. Als je de banden niet gebruikt, dan raak je ze kwijt, domme zendamateurs. Eigen schuld, dikke bult.
En microfoon naar retour.